This is Reviewables, the comedy podcast that's putting the world to rights one review at a time. And this week, our special guest is comedian and writer Johnny Camden.
Energy sources we like, renewable. Some suits are hard and others are chewable. Bank accounts while interests accruable. We believe that everything's reviewable.
Welcome.
To Reviewables, the comedy podcast where we put the things that stuff. We put the world to rights, one review at a time. Patent pending.
We don't put things to stuff.
Sometimes we do. We put things and stuff. Thanks for listening. Hey, here's the thing. This is a review podcast. Why not give us a review? What?
Hey.
Go on iTunes, review, and do stuff.
That's some Christopher Nolan shit right
leave
there.
Leave a review for a podcast about reviews. Meta. Today's special guest on the podcast is... this person over here to my right.
Hello.
It's Johnny Camden. He's a comedian and he's a writer and he's an actor sometimes.
Well, let's stop a comedian and writer.
Okay, fair enough.
I was actually, somebody asked me the other day, did I act? And No, it's just me saying things like I've never spoken before.
You've been in front of a camera.
Yeah.
That's not.
I have, yeah, but it's I don't. The example I gave to you the day, where they said, do you act? And I said, no. And they said, but I saw you on Savage Eye. And I said, yeah, but that was... I think my main memory of that was we were at a football match in this sketch, and I had to sound like I was disappointed in my son playing football. He was dreadful. Let's call him Keane, right? So I had to go.
Okay.
So in real life, if my son Keane was being bad at football, I go, "Oh, come on, Keane." See, that's actually quite,
yeah.
Keane, come on, kick it. Whereas on the show, I was going, Keen, kick at the ball. It's just like I'd never spoken those words. I just couldn't do it.
Were you Italian suddenly?
Were you playing Super Mario?
It was weird. It was like when they said, I could speak like this normally. And then when they said action, I lost any sort of concept of communication.
Kick at the ball?
Yeah.
You don't want to be jumping down the pipes all your life like your father.
And you know, eye lines and stuff? If you look at Pat McDonald and Dave McSavage are looking there.
Yeah,
where the match is, and I'm like, Keen, kick the. I just,
you're just looking at So no, just comedian and writer then,
pretty much.
Good
stuff. And even that's up for debate, possibly self-deprecation. But
I've seen you do both.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're all right.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. He'll do.
Yeah, better than me. Okay, just because it's getting cold today, on the podcast, we give our guests food or drink because we like to see them suffer today. It's Maxwell House Instant Latte.
Woo.
It's delicious. Yes. What's it say, Edwin?
Delicious, mild, milky taste. Like salt and pepper.
But just to
mild and milky.
Just to add to the deliciousness.
That makes it sound disgusting.
Well, mild and minky.
Mild and minky.
Mild and mind.
What?
Mind.
Did you hear Edwin had a stroke? I was there when it happened.
There's a tiny fire localized on my left cheek. Well, mild and milky sounds like an albino tribute act to salt and pepper.
But a really easygoing tribute act.
Yeah. We're mild and milky. We'll rap, but, you know, we're not that concerned about social issues. Yeah.
But just to make everything more delicious, we have Bobby's Coffee Syrups.
What?
Gingerbread coffee syrup. Flavor your favorite coffee.
Oh, that doesn't sound like the sort of thing you'd put in your favorite anything. You know what I mean?
And on the back, it doesn't. I don't agree with coffee flavorings.
No.
On the back, it says invert sugar syrup with gingerbread flavoring. What's invert sugar syrup?
Invert.
Yeah.
Is that like inverted commas?
No, it's in the ingredients. Yeah. Invert
is that
sugar syrup.
Being ironic
it used to be sugar
there.
Syrup.
Sugar syrup.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what
I just did air quotes.
So just to ruin your terrible latte.
Well, this is. Can you put it in the one that you made me? Because I actually paid good money for this one next door.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay.
There's gingerbread.
Should we give it a stir?
Give it a quick stir. There we go. Oh, look at this. Oh, clinking glasses like people who like each other.
You say it's
like you both.
It's getting cold. It's actually really, really hot. I may burn my mouth.
Can I put some more in?
You can, actually. There's not enough. I thought that would be too much.
Yeah.
Well, I already get a faint taste of I don't like this.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, the coffee itself is pretty bad.
See, I do like ginger.
I like ginger.
Ginger is very good for
you. I like gingerbread.
But Bobby's coffee syrups, gingerbread coffee syrup.
Of course, Maxwell. This pack of Maxwell House and Bobby's coffee syrup. You can see photos of it on the show notes, and we bought them in Deals, my favorite shop at the moment.
Are we drinking the syrup in the Maxwell House latte?
Yeah.
Oh, are we? So it's two for the price of one.
Yeah.
Two reviews for the
we're
price.
We're doubling up here. Without,
oh, we can advertise. We can say what we want, can't we? How much was the Maxwell House latte? And
I think it was 150. Everything was 150 because it came from Deals.
That is a Deals.
Yeah.
How many sticks?
It doesn't really taste like gingerbread.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's fucking disgusting. That's had an effect. That is actually rotten. Put loads in.
I have put loads in.
All right, have a go on that.
I'm just conditioned to horrible things because of this podcast, because of the amount of horrible things we
Oh, that is fucking drink. Rank. That is awful.
That's Johnny weighing in there. Edwin has been a bit more thoughtful. Yeah, it doesn't taste like gingerbread.
No.
It's just horrible.
Ginger nut biscuits with coffee is yummy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But that is everything that's wrong in a cup. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No, I was hoping when you
smell it, it smells so sweet.
It's way too sweet. It's like the you know, those Frappuccino malarkeys that you'd get in a Starbucks or something.
Yeah, but again,
can I have a venti Frappuccino malarkey, please?
Frappuccino malarkey is the name of a guy, an Irish guy who works in Starbucks.
Why would you put? Does the coffee taste nice as coffee?
No, it doesn't. I've had those. They're not particularly good.
It's not
also,
as
also the,
nice
the Maxwell House latte instant latte things are laced with shit already. The first ingredient is glucose syrup, and then instant coffee. Wow. So there's more glucose syrup than coffee in the coffee drink. It's terrible.
And just for your information, this is 180 milliliters of this shit, and it's
does it have any good ingredients?
Invert sugar, whichever that is. Color plain caramel.
Okay.
And storage. Do what you like with it. This can never be killed. So
fair enough. Know.
After the apocalypse, there'll be cockroaches.
We'll be
bobbies
being eaten by this. It's suitable for vegetarians and vegans. Fucking, they can have it.
So, as you were trying to say, Keane, we put the world to rights.
One review.
Review. Dans la tombe. Dans la tombe.
Yes, we do. And Johnny Candon, I hear, has a very important thing to review this week.
Do you want me to say what my reviewing thing is?
Yeah, it would be good. It would be good.
Okay,
place to start.
It was because this is this is obviously going in months to come, but this is the day after Peter Capaldi announced he's not being Doctor Who anymore. So, he's going to finish up at Christmas.
He just wants to swear again. He's like, I'm sick of not being able to swear in this fucking show.
Have you
show.
not been watching his Doctor Who? It goes out after 9.
I'm going to say, I've never watched Doctor Who.
You've never seen Doctor Who?
No, never watched it.
I have.
I'm aware.
Even people who hate Doctor Who have watched it so they go, I hate Doctor Who.
Nah, I just never had the interest. Yeah. I'm aware that to get away from a Dalek, you just run upstairs.
No, they can fly.
What? Yeah, they're wheelie bins.
Not even Ned. They've never flown since 1988, Remembrance of the Daleks, episode 1.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of like R2-D2 in the original Star Wars trilogy couldn't use his jetpack boosters.
Couldn't use his jetpack boosters.
Because he had them in the prequels.
But
then
they were broken, were they?
But then he never used them again. I never had an opportunity.
Because I remember he was able to fly in the Phantom Menace and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So why didn't he use them in A New Hope and all that?
I don't know. See, that's,
I'm sure George Lucas has a very good reason. Because he's clearly thought through the Star Wars universe really well. And he hadn't just cobbled it together. On the fly.
I think when they drafted the new constitution for the galaxy, one of the amendments was that R2-D2 can't use his boosters anymore.
Specifically R2-D2 or all units of that caliber.
All astromech droids.
All R2, yeah.
I know the names of the droids. If I had glasses, I'd be pushing them up on my face.
I feel like I've missed an important part of my childhood here. I did watch Star Wars. I know that sort of stuff.
Also, it wasn't just in Remembrance of the Daleks that they flew. It's the first time you saw them fly, but it was inferred that one flew in Revelation of the Daleks in 1985. So,
Johnny, suffice to say, you're a bit of a fan of Doctor Who.
Oh, I love Doctor Who. Yeah, totally.
Do you
yeah.
think Peter Capaldi could play Batman now that he's not Doctor Who? Do you think he's got a good bat mouth? Potentially,
I don't think he. I think he could be a good Alfred, but I think.
Actually.
I don't think. I think he. You need that kind of square. You've got that sort of square jaw thing that we've all got going on.
A sarcastic Alfred.
But sarcastic because what's this dude? Well, who's the dude who plays him now?
Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons. Yeah.
You see, I have a problem with Jeremy Irons, kind of, because he said a weird thing, didn't he?
About his son. Yeah, he said, "I'm going to marry my son, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it."
It was when the marriage equality bill.
I might be misquoting him.
You know, he lives. I don't know.
He lives in a castle.
Life, but he owns a castle in Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh, he said something. He said something weird about, like, that's not a good idea, marriage equality.
He was asked, did he think it was a good idea, and he said, "Oh, I don't know. You know, what's to stop me then from marrying my son? You think?
Oh,
well,
the law.
You shouldn't want to fuck your
common
own son.
Common sense. Yeah, and, Jeremy.
And it's against the law to marry your family in that. So,
well, I mean, we have seen civilization slide, just wither away since marriage equality came in. So he had a point.
We're only in here to stay safe because we don't want to get bumped.
I don't want to go out and be forced to marry a dog.
Yeah.
No.
Which is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, he kind of went down in my estimation then because I'm all liberal and lovely. And I just.
Well, you're liberal.
I'd have them in the house.
I think that.
Burn the toilet afterwards. But
here's some old.
Sorry.
Burn the toilet.
I can't believe you're laughing that you're so homophobic.
That's an impressive feat in itself. Burn a toilet. Water sitting in it and it's porcelain.
It's that can don't attitude that's holding you back.
Do you burn a cardboard toilet?
Yeah.
Do you take your toilet out of the fixtures and take it outside to burn it, or would you burn it in the house?
I'm not stupid. I would take it out to the back garden.
Just checking.
I won't have toilet burning in my house.
No.
In the backyard.
J.K. Rowling was saying something the other day about the bad things that are happening on the planet.
Yeah.
And all these people kept coming on Twitter and saying, just stick to writing your faggot books and all this kind of stuff.
Jesus.
Right? It's like we shouldn't have an opinion about anything. And it's like, surely she can write books about a little wizard boy and also have an opinion on policy.
Yeah. As much as the person who just, their thing is insulting Harry Potter books.
Yeah,
on
but
the
you
internet,
also want to say to them, well, what do you do for a living? And
I work at
7-Eleven. You go, well, stick to fucking doing that, so. Don't, you know what I mean?
But it was a while where Gary Lineker was the voice of reason in England. You're like, you know, the lad who played football, presents Match of the Day and sells Walker Crisps was like the most politically astute person on the internet. And you're like, this is weird.
But you know what? See, that annoys me as well because people were saying that about him, kind of going, he's just a crisp salesman, ex-footballer. And you think, that's like the little, you know, in a musical, they'll all be all the people will be really arrogant and like all the actors and stuff. And then they all, let's go off to the Champs-Élysées and drink absinthe now, and they all go off, and then the little guy who's blind in one eye is sweeping up the floor after it's all gone, all the lights shut down in the theatre, and then he sings beautifully. That's the thing, no one's given him a chance, so maybe Gary Lineker's chance is that he has the heart and soul of a poet, but all they know him for is selling crisps. You know,
door-to-door crisps.
Door-to-door crisps. Yeah. They slap, fuck off with your smoky bacon, and then he just has this beautiful
prawn cocktail.
Stands there in his boxer shorts and sings a lovely song.
Have you seen him in his boxer shorts?
I have seen Gary Lineker in his boxer shorts.
He is ripped.
Yeah.
I saw it on...
Why are we doing this in our boxer shorts, by the way?
Well, that was just personal choice.
Okay.
But Gary Lineker presented the first half of Match of the Day in his boxer shorts as a bet last year. Just for people who don't know what we're talking about there.
The second half of his cock out. Back of the net.
So, Doctor Who.
Who's the best Doctor Who?
Do you want to review who's the best Doctor Who, or do you want to
review... That could be better. I was going to do TARDISes, but that's...
Do TARDISes.
Yeah.
Our TARDIS is always late.
What?
Because their name is TARDIS. Is that what it's about?
TARDIS stands for time and relative dimension in space. It's the name of the machine.
I knew that, Keane. Yeah,
so. But tardy means you're late. So is
well, it's fortunate
time
that it's not called that then.
The tardy.
The tardy, yeah.
Do they call it the tardy? Is it? Come on, let's hop back in the tardy.
No.
They should.
I had, about 2 years ago, my sister got in touch and said, look, we're going to move. We're selling the house. We're going to move. The stuff in what was your room, do you want to come and get it? Do you want to have a look at it and see if you want to keep it, or we're just going to throw it in the skip? So I went up, and most of it went into a skip. But there was a bookcase that had books on it, and I kept them. But on top of it was all these like blank videos that I'd recorded on, you know what I mean? And one of them was, and I remember it because I was in my mate Dan's house at the time, about 1987, and I rang home to my mum, and I said, listen, there's a new Star Trek show starting on RT1, right? Star Trek Next Generation. I went, can you get one of my blank videos that I probably got for Christmas? from my room and record it and don't fuck it up, right? And nice 14-year-old me. And so she'd recorded Encounter at Farpoint. I remember even the name of the first episode. It was a proper long one. It was like two episodes.
I remember when that came on, yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because in it, Patrick Stewart is... very thin,
Yeah.
And like, he's not a fat man anyway, but he's very thin, and he's wearing this kind of his costume, which is skin tight, and he just looks like a very ill man. And then for series two or whatever, he'd obviously just go to the gym, Patrick, just do something. So he's not massive or anything, but he just isn't awful looking.
Yeah.
And but that was there. That was there. I was kind of flicking. I was looking at these DVDs, and there was things like Dark Man. Do you remember that film with
Liam Neeson?
Yeah. All of this and things. Maybe. Yeah, and really good. And I was kind of going, oh yeah. But again, I was going to keep that, and I thought you could get that probably for €1 on DVD, and still never watch it, even though it's a great film. I thought, you know, but I was going to keep Encounter at Farpoint, and then I just thought, oh no, I just fucked it in the skip. But because I just thought, you know, isn't it on Sci-Fi now every day or something?
Like, yeah, and it's all up on Netflix. All of the Star Trek series.
The only thing that you're missing by doing that is you're losing all the RT1 1987 ads.
Continuity announcements as well.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, if you think they're bad now, could you imagine what they were like back in like 19... I should have kept it.
Just for that.
And now time to go where no boldly has ever gone up in a space. I don't know.
Star Wars is next, but a new Star Wars.
I hope you enjoyed that. Captain Kirk and the crew certainly had trouble with those Romulans. And up next, Nationwide, we're going to talk to a farmer who's having his own trouble with his sick sheep.
Tune in next week for more Star Wars and his generation.
And later on, a religious program, because that's still relevant in 1987.
Review a Who.
Where we review the Doctor Who's,
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
We have been doing Review a Who, or we got sidetracked, but a sidetrack. But Review a Who is the section where we've trolled the internet for consumer reviews of products. The weird and wonderful, as they'd say. I've never said that before on it. The weird and wonderful reviews. They're not weird or wonderful.
The weird and the wonderful, that American daytime soap opera.
I've trolled the internet for consumer reviews, the worst consumer reviews I can find. And it's up to our guest, Johnny Candon, and I'm pointing over here at him, our co-host, Edwin Salmon, to guess what the review is of. I will read a review. You guess what it is.
God, that took a while.
Yeah. I know.
I was thinking, what is it? What do we have to do?
What's he on about?
Jesus.
What are you fucking on about, mate?
First review. I bought this as a half-gag gift, half-real gift for my brother-in-law this past Christmas. We made him wear it for a Christmas dinner, and this was the first holiday in years that we didn't have to suffer through his rotten devil egg farts after the meal. I call that a success. Well worth the money.
Nappy?
Nope. That would be good, actually.
Sorry, my phone's ringing.
Oh. Is it something... It was this when you're ringing in with the answer. Is it,
there's no phone a friend section of this.
Somebody bought this for the brother-in-law to wear.
To wear, to wear during...
But look,
would
be a good...
Yeah,
yeah, but
because it stopped the horrible farts.
That's all I'm basing my guesses on.
Is it a lavender-scented underwear?
It is not. It's something similar. I'll do one more review of it and we'll see if you can get it.
Jasmine-scented underwear?
I just got a pair and wore them on an 11-hour flight to and from Europe, farting all the way, like usual.
Helicopter trousers.
That would be good. 11 hours to Europe from America with a helicopter trousers. Propelled by farts.
Farting all the way.
He's farting all the way, like usual, with all the vegetables that I eat. There was maybe only one time that I slightly smelled something. The rest of the time it was completely odorless.
Is it really a spacesuit?
No. You know what it is?
It's a NASA endorsed travel.
Do you want to have one more?
So it's a pleasant-smelling flight thing.
There's
one more review.
Is it called The Fart Trapper?
It's not.
It's like
that'd be a great detective series.
Or a sequel to The Horse Whisperer.
Yeah.
The
Fart Trapper.
I'm going to lose the farm. Why? All my farts I lose. Get Brian.
Get your fart net, Brian. Okay. You've got a job to do.
One more review of this product. Now I wear two layers of these all the time while I'm at work and fart whenever I want to, and no one ever smells it. I was previously known as one of the most gaseous in my family, and now no one smells it. That's David G. Hammerley. He's signed his own name on that
Jesus,
one.
Jesus, yeah.
Is it like a piece of clothing?
It is a piece of clothing. It is specifically Shreddies Flatulence Filtering Men's Underwear.
Get the fuck away.
Can you buy that?
Yes, you can buy it off their own website, myshreddies.com.
Have you checked this out now?
What? Yeah, check this out. I haven't worn them myself.
That wasn't David G. Hamerly who wrote that. That was David G. Hamerly's bullying victim from school.
Yeah. You can also get them on Amazon. They're men's underwear. They're available in women's as well. And jeans with some manner of charcoal filter in the groin area that filters out bad smells.
I fart the right amount. But I've never.
I think these are for people who suffer from excessive gas but, and they're having terrible times going into public and stuff. And
would there not be better things they could spend their money on than a filter for the smell, rather than maybe eating or drinking stuff that doesn't cause the smell? I would imagine it's an allergy to something.
I suppose while they're working on that and trying to figure it out, they've got these jeans and
just
these.
Put a load of coal up yours.
Well, there's actually. There is a product called Subtle Butt Gas Neutralizer Pads.
Subtle Butt.
You had me at Subtle Butt. Yeah. I want it.
Yeah, it's basically a pad with this sort of stuff in it that you just attach to your own underwear so you don't have to buy the expensive Shreddies underwear.
Like an idiot.
Because, you'd have to throw the Shreddies underwear away.
Eventually,
I suppose they'd get full.
Yeah.
How do you dispose of them?
Yeah.
I don't think they collect the gas. I don't think it blows up. I don't think it inflates.
Filter, just the effectiveness of the charcoal dissipates.
Yes. Right. That's what happens. It doesn't collect. Because otherwise you'd be walking around with a big sort of balloon of
You'd never not throw it at someone, would you? There'd always be someone you didn't like enough not to fling like about 2 weeks' worth of your farts at them.
Concentrated farts.
Yeah. Hey, Declan, open your mouth, you
Oh, I don't know. This is my daddy.
That's for being my fucking shittest acting coach ever, Declan.
Oh, Declan.
Okay.
Two stars for Declan.
One final one. I put my head down and I was gone in 60 seconds. Slept like the rock all night.
Like the rock.
Buy it. It could happen to you too.
Slept like the rock all night. Is this the rock
brand
sleeping pills?
I put my head down and I was gone in 60 seconds.
Rohypno.
Is that a reference to the movie?
The Rock all night. Buy it. It could happen to you, too.
Is this all movie references. Is this an ironic review of a movie?
It's not. It's a review of a product that you would put your head on.
Pillow.
A pillow.
The Rock brand soft pillows.
Gone in 60 seconds. The Rock. It could happen to you.
Is it a pillow that wanks you off?
Is it a movie watching pillow?
No.
Do you put it around your neck when you're watching films and you just...
Oh, is it a pillow with a little screen inside it?
No, it's nothing.
Watch a movie on it. Nothing. You can sleep and watch a movie out of the corner of your eye.
Available from all still open Extra Visions.
It's not. It's a Nicolas Cage pillowcase. Available on Amazon.
Hang on. Oh, it's The Rock.
It's a picture of Nicolas Cage on a pillow.
How'd that get made?
Is it a picture of him on a pillow?
Yeah.
Or is it a picture of him
on a pillow? It's the second one.
Right.
Yeah. That's a very important difference there. Thanks for pointing that out.
I'd like that. I want a picture of him on a pillow on my pillow.
I'd put a picture of him on a pillow on a t-shirt.
I'd never fucking sleep again if he was on a pillow that
I
put on my head.
Which iteration of Nicolas Cage is it?
I think it's modern enough. I'd have to look it up.
Modern Cage.
Modern Cage.
You wouldn't really want that. You'd want more Wild at Heart sort of
better.
You know.
Raising Arizona.
Possibly Raising Arizona. He looks a bit grimy in that, but I mean.
It's great. Well, I think those were very, very important reviews to bring to light. My Shreddies underwear, flatulence filtering men's underwear.
How much do they cost?
They're not cheap. They're about £40 for a pair. And you have to wash them in cold water by hand.
Like all underwear.
Fucking hell. Otherwise you ruin them. Yeah. I spent a lot of time last night reading about these underwear online.
I just imagine your wife. Stop reading about them fart underwear things. Come to bed. Just 10 more minutes.
Stop nagging me.
You wouldn't believe how close to reality that is. Johnny, do you have anything you would like to plug? Anything coming up?
Gigs, I guess.
Do you have gigs coming up? It's
come to
the 21st of February.
It is the 21st of February. I think I'm in the Laughter Lounge in a couple of weeks at the start of March.
Start of March, weekend in the Laughter Lounge.
Yeah. I don't know who else is on, but they're always very good people.
That is true.
Then...
But they don't need to know who else is on. You're on.
This bad boy. Come and see me kick out some truth at the Laughter Lounge.
Kick out some truth.
Where's your belief? Oh, broken in the corner.
Johnny Gandon, Johnny Gandon, in the laughter lounge. Why you do this to me?
Guys, this has been
a kick at the ball.
This has been reviewables for
making the joke.
Another I'll be an amazing Doctor Who. Hello, come into my phone box. We go through the time and the space, and then we get something to eat.
Thanks very much for listening. This has been Reviewables, and we'll see you next week. And that's our show. Please do leave a review and rate us on iTunes. And you can subscribe there or on any of your Android podcasting devices. We're also on Spotify Mobile. Thanks to SoCal for the theme tune, to Alan Bennett for the recording. Ashton O'Reilly did the artwork and research by Teresa Coyne. Thank you very much to Edwin Salmon for being Edwin Salmon. We all need an Edwin Salmon in our lives. Who is yours? Is it Edwin Salmon? That's the easiest way. Now, something to plug. Next week on the 1st of March, the Head Stuff lectures are on in the Workman's. That is at 7 p.m. Tickets are available. You can find the link on the headstuff.org. And next Friday, the 3rd of March, I will be performing stand-up comedy in the Roisin Dove. So if you're in Galway, come along to the Roisin Dove. Doors are at 8:30, I believe. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Once again, we'll see you next week.
They're recording the podcast inside the building.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.